friend of mine, who's a publisher, recently had the pleasure of sitting at a dinner table with Philip Pullman, the author of the trilogy, His Darkest Materials, The Northern Lights. My friend found Pullman to be a very interesting gentleman. He was polite, observant, and extremely warm. He was quite the opposite to what my friend had expected. The first instalment of a proposed three-part film arrived in theatres last Christmas, amid the great expectations that this film would herald a new franchise, like the successful Lord of the Rings series. Audience thought differently, especially in America, where the cartoon action comedy Alvin and the Chipmunks, also available in DVD at the moment, became the number one kids' movie of the winter. I had read the book The Golden Compass before I went to see the movie, and was interested to see how the film would turn out. I grew up in London, and I'm familiar with the city of Oxford, where the beginning of the story is set. The movie is a disappointment from every perspective bar one. Nicole Kidman is brilliant as the evil Mrs. Coulter. The film tries to cover too much ground and moves from place to place too quickly. In doing so, it complicates the story and the movement of the film. The visuals in the movie are lost in a quick succession of differing images that neither enlighten or enhance the story. The characters become boring, and some breeze in and out of the movie before they have had time to develop and the audience can identify with them. As for the film content, much has been written about Philip Pullman's books and opinions already, so I'll be brief. The heresy of Arianism was a heresy in the early church, part of which centred on the dispute of the separation of body and soul, a matter of debate in the movie and in the book, so make up your own mind. Since the book and the movies do mention the magisterium and depict all magisterium characters as somewhat evil and twisted, well, I do believe that the Vatican had to say something. The compass pointed in only one direction, and as usual in today's media, that was towards blaming the Catholic Church. All of which is somewhat of a shame, since the books, more so than the movies, do offer some interesting insights and questions. As a movie, The Golden Compass lacks direction and is less than honourable to its original material.